Friday, you have a shot to win a trip to Costa Rica.
We do. It's called Back to School for Teachers, too. Listen, teachers, not only do the kids got to go back, but you got to go back to school. So what we're doing is at Blackfin this Friday, 5 to 7, and the Blackfin and Ballantyne. Come on out. We'll have 95-cent appetizers, drink specials. Did we ever get the red ink drink?
They did a red ink drink the first year. I feel like we didn't do it last year.
Oh, okay.
And everybody was just drinking martinis that were on special.
Oh, well, hey, that works just as
right,
I'm
Lorraine?
Down, yeah.
Well, I had such a great time. You know what was amazing was meeting the different teachers and the subjects they teach. Do you remember last year we met someone who taught computer how to build a computer? You guys, did you talk to him?
Oh, I do remember that person. Yes.
I do remember that.
He's like, yeah, it's a new, it might be at the Northwest School of the Arts.
Yeah.
And it's a new class about how, because that's where we're going in the future. And he teaches a class on how to build a computer.
And plus, teachers, when you come, you can not only educate us, because gosh knows I need it, but you can also win a trip to Costa Rica. All inclusive.
The party has been so great the last couple years. We moved it to a Friday night, and it's not going to jam you up if you already have plans. You can keep your plans because ours is a happy hour from 5 to 7.
That's true. And like I said, the game, the Panthers game, they play the Dolphins afterwards. I'm going to stay around and watch the game.
So we'll see you at Blackfin and Ballantyne, 5 o'clock, even maybe earlier. Get out there earlier. I'll have my jorts on. It'll be a whole thing.
Your jorts? You're going to wear those?
I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll do a fashion show for everyone like I did for you guys yesterday.
I like that. Yeah.
So listen to this. If you guys, by the way, if you've ever been chased by a wild animal, Outer Counties and Roy, we're looking at you.
There it is.
704-570-9595. Or you can also text that number, 704-570-9595. Lorraine, you're going to love this. A man in Germany was in danger and had to call 911 when he was being chased by a baby squirrel.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. They got the call last week from a man panicked that the tiny animal wouldn't stop following him around. Police arrived at the scene where the squirrel ultimately ended the pursuit by laying down and then going to sleep.
Aww.
What? It laid down and went to sleep.
That would be my dream, is to have a little squirrel follow me around and be like, come here, buddy.
The squirrel just wanted a cuddle, buddy.
You're not far off.
This is no lie. I used to leave breadcrumbs and my back door open to see if I could get a squirrel into my house.
I know. You love squirrels.
She had ants galore, though.
I did. Flies.
So listen to this, Roy. You're not far off. A cuddle buddy, yes. It turns out that the squirrel was the one that actually needed the help. According to animal experts, it often happens that when squirrels lose their mothers, they look for a replacement, and sometimes they focus their efforts on one person or one animal.
Aww.
The squirrel is now in care of an animal rescue center, and police have posted a picture of him on Facebook. The baby squirrel chase is the second police-involved squirrel incident. Last month, a London woman called the cops after she heard loud noises in her home and suspected a burglar. However, it turned out to be a rogue squirrel.
Really?
Why can't this ever happen to me?
You know, you say you want a squirrel, but I heard that they're kind of aggressive.
So am I. We're a match made in heaven.
You should have seen us talking about logos off the air.
Oh, my God.
You would have thought it was the most important conversation of our life.
Hey, you were all in, too.
I am. I'm very passionate about the way we look.
What wild animal chased you? 704-570-9595.
All right, let's bring in Micah. Micah, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey.
Hi, Micah. You got chased by?
Well, it was actually my dad. He got chased by a raccoon.
Raccoon? Yeah, those are pretty vicious animals.
It was during the day, and it literally, he had to run away from it. And he had to throw things at it to try to get it to stop. He's been in the woods like his whole life, and he had never had anything like that happen.
Yeah, that's crazy. He was in the woods when it happened? That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, it was right behind our house.
Okay. Hmm. Amanda's boss lives up in Belmont, the Ballantyne of Gaston County, as you know, and he ran from a fox, and I think he jumped on his car to get away from it, and the thing jumped up there and bit him in the butt.
Are you serious?
I swear.
Was it rabid?
I think it was.
Oh, that's not good. He needed shots after that.
I think it was.
Someone just texted the studio and said that the first time they were mowing a lawn at 14, they got chased by a wild turkey, ended up falling in a hole and breaking their ankle. Come to find out it was the neighbor's turkey.
Like a pet turkey?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
He fell into a hole? Like a well? I mean, like how big was
like
the hole?
Like a divot in the grass, you know.
Hello?
Help me out.
The turkey's trying to tell his owner, Timmy fell down the well.
All right, we'll take more phone calls on what chased you.
Now it's your turn. Join the conversation. 704-570-9595. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Kiss 95.1.
A squirrel chased a guy in Germany, and he called 911. The small squirrel, supposedly, after it loses its mother, tries to buddy up to something else, whether it's a human or an animal, experts say. And that's why he was following him, kind of as the alpha squirrel.
That's sweet. It's my dream to have a squirrel follow me.
But he called 911 on him.
But I kind of feel like if I was being chased by a squirrel, they're like big rats. Can't you just...
It was a baby squirrel. I'm sure it wasn't even big.
Couldn't you just kick him? If they're trying to...
Roy!
Hang on. If they're trying to attack you...
Nicole's like, let me see you get out of this one.
Yeah. if a squirrel is trying to attack you...
It wasn't attacking him.
But if he thought it was, couldn't you just kick it?
You can wave your hands and say, get away. I'm not kicking it like a football.
If anything's attacking me, I am going to do something to save myself.
Attacking is a strong word, first of all. It's a baby.
Right. Well, I'm not saying kick this specific baby squirrel. I'm just saying if I thought any animal that was like a rat, I'll even take a raccoon.
A pigeon. Remember sure. I told you I saw the homeless guy punch the pigeon out of the air?
Yeah. But if any animal is trying to attack me, kick it. It seems like that might help. You know, because they say that whenever you're face to face with a shark, just punch it in the nose.
Yeah.
It was the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. If I may, like, it was my Moby Dick when I was in Bryant Park sitting there waiting for a friend to meet me in New York City. A homeless man was walking through. The pigeon flew up because they're all on the ground eating crumbs, flew up and like went to the guy's face without missing a beat, without flinching. He punched the pigeon to the ground and kept walking.
Oh, my God. See, that part is mean. I wouldn't do that.
Come on.
It was unbelievable
that
though.
He had the skill to actually hit it.
Yeah. And then
I didn't even look back. Yeah.
What animal chased you? That's what we're on here. This is not an animal abuse conversation. Believe me, we love animals.
Yeah, I love animals to death.
704-570-9595. Wrong choice of words.
Oh.
Hey, Nicole.
Is she even listening to us?
Hey. No, because she would have been in here in a heartbeat.
Are you listening to us? Oh, good. No. Okay, we can tell. What didn't you guys say? What's your least most recent save, you and Lauren? You did something recently.
A baby bunny.
A baby bunny.
Oh, well, but it wasn't us. We had a baby bunny nest in our apartment complex. And one of our neighbors in our apartment complex found one of the baby bunnies away from the nest. And we ran into them when that happened. So then we gave her the crate that we saved Herbert, our squirrel.
Right.
And so now hopefully she saved the baby bunny.
By the way, Nicole and I are neighbors. I never see endangered wildlife.
South End, by the way.
I must blow right past
you. You know where I see it?
Where do you see it?
On the light rail.
I walk on the light rail. I never see any endangered animals.
Yeah, it's like Nicole lives in Ashe County.
Yeah, she.
But to be fair, Roy's like social awareness of what's going on around him not fantastic.
That's true.
Andy in Gastonia, good morning.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy. What chased you?
I had two things that chased me. One was a buck. I was walking down the railroad tracks. I sneak around there. I hear something behind me. And I turn around, and it's like this big freaking 8-point buck.
Whoa.
It starts chasing me.
Andy's got an infectious laugh. I love it.
Yeah. I ended up having to turn around and just stand my ground because he would not quit chasing me. He would not leave me alone.
What do you mean you stood your ground?
I couldn't go nowhere. I was on the railroad track.
It's a buck. So I wouldn't want to get stuck.
I turned around and just kind of stood my ground. And eventually he just kind of tilted his head down and then he just walked off.
Oh, man. I don't know if I'd stand down a buck with
me neither.
Especially an 8-pointer. Those things would hurt if he rammed into you.
man. I didn't know what else to do. I didn't have nowhere to go. I was stuck on the running track.
You didn't have pee on yourself, did you? Because don't they?
I'm telling you, my heart was going to hurt. I know what they can do. I know what they're capable of.
Yeah, they're strong. Thanks, they're strong, Andy. Animals. Have you ever seen two deers go at it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like to death.
What is the thing with the deer urine for hunters?
You put it on your boots.
You put the dough.
You sprinkle some urine on your boots.
Why?
I don't know. Something with the scent. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
And you're supposed to
put it on your boots.
And you're supposed to leave your hunting clothes like outside for 2 weeks prior to you going hunting.
So it doesn't smell like
house or anything. Lisa, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Lisa?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Oh, God, this was like 20 years ago. I grew up in upstate New York, and on a Girl Scout trip, we got chased by a bunch of geese.
Yeah, geese are always on the hunt, man.
It was like it had rained overnight, and all of our tents were flooded, so it was like 4:30 in the morning, and we're like, it was actually at Six Flags Darien Lake. And one of the girls with us took a picture of this flock of geese, and the flash, like, startled them. And this whole, like, herd of geese just started chasing us all over the campground. And we ended up hiding in the bathhouse for probably about 30 minutes until we were sure that they weren't out there anymore.
Geese are mean.
They are.
Yeah.
Were they making their noise?
Yeah, they were.
Do it, Roy.
It was kind of funny, but kind of really scary at the same time.
Thanks, Lisa.
You know,
Thanks for sharing.
We have that little pond up by our house, and we have a ton of geese up there. And when I was a big sister for Big Brothers Big Sisters, I took my little there to feed the geese, thinking it would be like a nice, sweet thing. Yeah. And they attacked us. So I'm like holding her over her head, getting bitten by geese. It was awful.
Run for it!
Yeah.
Hey, gosh, I've been sitting on this for a while, and I wanted to bring it up to you guys, but so much has been going on in our show that we haven't done it. My brother was in the studio not too long ago. So when my family gets together, things are discussed, and I found out something that I had no idea, and my brothers did it to me.
Didn't your wife just say not to bring up the family anymore?
This is my family, though.
Okay. Pretty sure that was a conversation that we just had.
Mm-hmm. My family, my issue, Roy. I can do this.
Okay.
But I found out my brothers did something to me. And I guess it was so traumatic, I blocked it out. But I want to share it with you guys coming up in just about 4 minutes. Okay.